Welcome to the Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Mark Coles. I have dedicated the last 15 years in the fitness industry to mastering my mind, my craft, and my business. It is my passion and mission to help each of you to do the same. Over the coming episodes, I will be providing you with all the necessary tools to be able to take full control and become a master of your career and your life. I'm really looking forward to going on this very exciting journey with you, so let's get right into today's episode. What's up, guys? Welcome back to the Mastery Podcast. I hope you're all doing well. Now, last week's episode, absolutely blown away yet again by the amount of messages that I received. Overwhelm. If you haven't listened to that episode yet, I urge you to go and listen to it after today's episode, because it was not only one of the most downloads I've had in 24 hours for quite a long time. I got so many messages from you guys saying, it's like you wrote that, you recorded that episode for me. And it's funny because so much thought goes into putting these episodes together. So much notes and creativity. And the reason being is because I think about you guys. My role and my responsibility now in my career is to help you navigate through your career, whether you're at the beginning, middle, or wanting to scale your business and earn a lot more money. You know, whatever it is that you want to do, that journey, you know, navigating through your career is the thing that I'm most passionate about, because, you know, I've been where you're at. And so not only am I able to think, where are you at now relative to where I'm at, but where are you at right now relative to where I've been? And this is what was amazing, because I got a message from somebody, and it said, Mark, it's like you're speaking to me. It's like some of your episodes, it's like you literally have just delved into my brain and recorded it for me. And I think, well, I do. I really, really do. I think so deeply about you guys. But that prompted me to think, how deeply do you think of your customers? Because when I do this, and feel free to drop me a DM and say, look at my Instagram picture and my Instagram page, and just, you know, I'm happy if you want me to at any stage just have a look at your Instagram page. Because one of the things that I notice frequently is putting content out for content's sake. I even speak to trainers in the gym when they talk to people on the gym floor and they're having conversations, and they're talking to people about things that just really aren't relevant to where they're at right now. They think that if a guy's in the gym, he's going to want to talk about training chest execution. If a guy's in the gym, he's going to want to talk about getting bigger muscles. If a woman's in the gym, she's going to want to talk about getting better glutes. And I just say to them, put yourself in the shoes of those people. Genuinely, please. What do they really, really want? A 55-year-old male coming in the gym, what does he really, really want? Does he want to be able to run around with his children and enjoy life a little bit better? Does he want to just not feel an absolute dick walking around the gym because he doesn't know what to do? Does he need execution knowledge? What about a woman walking around the gym? What does she need? She needs to improve her self-confidence, but she's just really confused about what nutrition to follow. But she doesn't need to be shown how to do intervals on the treadmill, all right? What about online? It's the same thing. Does somebody need to know what the difference is between four types of diet? Are they thinking about that at work all the time? Have you stopped for a minute and ever thought about being in somebody else's shoes? What happens a lot on social media, and it happens in the gym, is you're constantly talking to people about what you want to talk about, what you think is going to wow them. So what I want you to do for a second is, you should all have an avatar, right? You should all have a target audience. Something I teach at great length inside Brand Impact Mastery. If you're not a part of the growing community of Brand Impact Mastery, go to the link in my bio on Instagram. Click on the link. Just look at what Brand Impact Mastery is. It's an incredible community of coaches that get mentoring from me at a fraction of what I would charge from a personal mentoring perspective. It's a community, it's a group, and it's a 7-hour course which you go through for 12 weeks initially to learn all of the marketing systems that I teach. But talking about target audiences, you should first and foremost know who your target audience is, but not just people that want to lose weight, people that want to change their body shape. I said in a post that I actually have a photo on my laptop of a more experienced, knowledgeable, entrepreneurial type coach. And then I have a picture of a trainer who's in Pure Gym in Scotland. And I don't know his name, I don't know who he is. But I think if I'm creating content to a trainer in their first 1 to 3 years, I'm going to be speaking to this guy. So I know that he's going to be dealing with, you know, customer service issues, lack of, probably overwhelm, low self-confidence, not knowing how to manage his diary, being busy but not having systems in place. And then we start to look at the more entrepreneurial trainer, and I've got a picture there, and I think, you know, what are the problems that they face? Well, wanting to scale their revenue, wanting to earn more, not knowing really know how to do things like Facebook advertising, marketing, not knowing about different income streams and revenue streams. And so I can start to put myself in the shoes of my clients, right? So now let's think about, you know, what do they think like? You know, a lot of young trainers think a little bit scatty-ish, you know, focus just on your clients, but don't focus on all the business aspects, the systems, the structure, and the order that you need to have your day in that's going to make it more productive. If it's more productive, you get better results because you're more systemized. So what I have to start thinking about is, what motivates trainers? How do you guys think? And now you have to start thinking about your customers. So put yourself in their shoes, right? Weight loss clients. What are weight loss people generally going about their day thinking? They don't think about execution. They don't think about the different types of diet. They don't think about nutritional strategies for increasing mitochondrial function. What are general population people thinking about? They're thinking about their children, which are highest on their agenda most of the time. They're thinking about their job. Potentially, they're thinking about energy levels during the day. They're thinking about their body shape, confidence, weight. They don't need overcomplicating. And when I look at a lot of content on social media or listen to people talking to people in the gym, it's overcomplicated. What language do they use? Do they talk about the sort of words that you would use as a coach? Nutritional strategies, cells, composition. Do they use these words? Are they words that you're using within your content that if I was going through social media, the explore page, and I saw words that you're using or sentences? Here's another thing. Remember, when you create content, if you're putting yourself in my shoes, do I understand the language you're trying to use? A lot of people put statements on posts, headlines on posts. And it'll be something like, breaking through a plateau for success. Now, you might know what breaking through a plateau for success means, but if someone saw an image of you training and it said breaking through plateaus for success, wouldn't it be better to change that language around to say, well, is that a language that my customers, potential customers, would use? Would they use plateau? Would they really use plateau for continued success? Wouldn't it be stalling? A client will come to you and say, look, no matter what I do, what diets I follow, I get so far and then I stall. If you're talking about training and lifting weights, you know, you're struggling to just get stronger. Is that a language that they're using? So that's a thing, something to think about. What will catch attention? Are you going to catch my attention by talking about ketogenic diet for long-term sustainable fat loss? Are you going to talk to me about simple strategies to manage your body composition goals? Simple strategies. They want, people in life, weight loss, want simple, easy. Now, remember this. If you're putting yourself in my shoes as a general population client, I want easy. I want simple. I want something to just follow. So therefore, your content doesn't have to be difficult. It needs to be at a language that your audience understand. If you're in the gym and you're seeing somebody in the gym, you're chatting to them, they're going to get put off very, very quickly if you start overwhelming them, being over the top, and starting to try and impress them with what you know. They're just there to learn how to lose weight, and it's just not, it's not about calories, it's not about macronutrients, it's about simple, easy things to do. The amount of times I've just told someone, it's like, do you know what you need? You just need 3 meals a day, and they need to look like this. And they go, is that it? Is that easy? Look, 6 months down the line, I can give someone something more complicated. I can start putting supplements in to manage sleep and looking at various different ways to manage digestion problems. I can start to talk about increasing mitochondria and all these sexy things. But if you put yourself in the shoes of a weight loss person, they don't need all that at this stage. If you put yourself in the shoes of someone trying to build muscle, do they need to know the intricacies of intention, the intricacies of moment arms? Even though we teach this on our camps, we also teach it to a degree where you should be able to explain it to day-to-day people. You know, I will use to guys, right, 20, 25-year-old guys, I won't talk about intention. I'll talk about driving this to here. Do you feel that? Push that backwards. I'm not going to talk about humeral bicipital groove. I'm not going to talk about internal, external rotation. So you've got to put yourself in my shoes and talk at my language. And then you've got to start thinking, what don't I know? Well, general population people don't know that they need to be doing X amount of steps per day. General population people don't know that they might have to do just a little bit of steady state cardio, maybe a walk or two. General population clients do not know, they don't need to know what's the best workout for fat loss. They need to know a very simple workout to do three times a week. They don't need to talk about tempo. They don't need to talk about anything complicated. So then think about, what don't they know? Well, general population clients don't need to know the circadian rhythm. They don't need to know the cellular components of water and how it affects body composition. They need to know 5 simple strategies to continue losing body fat. 3 liters of water a day. Protein with each meal. They need to then have in the post potentially what that looks like. So the things that they don't know. What affects them emotionally? How do you attach emotion to your customers, to your potential clients? If you put yourself in my shoes, what about affects me emotionally? You know, you've got guys struggling to put muscle on, don't like the way that they look in a t-shirt. Guys not wearing shorts because their legs don't look any good. Women not looking sexy in a mirror and not liking how they feel. How does that emotionally make you feel? You've got to attach emotion. You've got to think, you know, when people go to the gym, why have they come to the gym? You know, guys need to know how good it's going to make you feel just in terms of dating and meeting people. Same thing with women. People that have got not able to spend time with their children, there's an emotional attachment to the content. And even if you see somebody in the gym and you start talking to them and they say they've got children, there's no reason why you can't say, you know, and is this one of the reasons why you're training like this? You know, it's not a problem to be able to start looking deep into your customers and thinking, is this the reason why they're in the gym? Is this maybe a reason, a way that I'm able to be able to strike up a conversation? You know, the fact that you've probably worked with so many people that simply losing a stone has given them the energy to run around with the children. If they go on holiday and skiing, they just want a bit more energy. They don't want to know the deep details yet. They want to know why you're like me. Through my weight loss journey, you know, I struggled with weight. I struggled with being consistent. I struggled to add muscle. I struggled to lose body fat. It was all down to not knowing enough. It was all down to not being consistent. When I started to do more body composition, when I, you know, if you want to do body transformations and you haven't done a body transformation, people aren't going to relate to you. You might get the odd one, but if you want an online training business with 30 or 40 clients, which people are, you know, most people ditch their personal training job and think, oh yeah, it's going to be easy to just pick up clients. Well, if you're not like me, if you can't relate to me, your customers, your audience, if there's no relatability, you might get 3 or 4. As I put a poll out recently, how long did it take you to build your online business? Over 72% said over a year. So if you're not like me, if you're not like my customers, if you're not like, you know, if you're putting yourself in my shoes and you can't be in my shoes, I can't relate to you, then find your way of being able to relate to me. You know, it's this commonality. People don't buy from people that aren't similar to them, can't relate to them. If you want to build muscle. If you want to lose body fat, lose body fat. If you want to go through, if you've been through a weight loss journey, show me how you're similar to me. Make me feel like I am gonna get, I get you. And so hopefully by where I'm at with this episode at the moment is a lot of you are creating content or speaking to people so often at the level of, I've just come back from a course and I've learned this. It's absolutely mind-blowing. I want to teach it to you. I'm not like you. You've just blown my brains. I've got stuff that I'm struggling with right now. And if you spoke to me at the level that I'm struggling at right now, then I'd get that. Now, here's the thing. If I've been training a client 6 months or 3 months, if I've been working with a business coaching client, I'm not going to come on the call and start going into the intricacies of the data and metrics of Facebook ads. I'm going to talk about the things that you need, because it's the things that you need that will keep you with me longer, right? Because that's what you need right now. So that's why a lot of my content talks about self-confidence. It talks about navigating through your career. It talks about overwhelm. It talks about systems. It talks about motivation. I talk about personal development, because this is all the things a lot of trainers struggle with. And then I talk about the money aspects and increasing revenue. Then I'm starting to talk to a different group. And I'm talking to the group that are ready to scale, business owners, gym owners, people that have been doing a lot of personal training for a long time and are ready now to actually take their results and put it online. People that are ready to start online courses and groups and membership systems and all these sort of stuff and scale their revenue. So I've kind of got these two groups of trainers. I know who I speak to. If you look at my content one day and think that's not relevant to me, good, that's fine. Because it's done the job. But the overwhelmed one last week was downloaded by 25% more than normal. That makes me realize that there's a lot of people interested in the overwhelm. But here's the thing. I got entrepreneurial, like trainers earning a lot of money, who are messaging me saying, I'm overwhelmed. And rightly so. If you're growing and earning more money, you're going to be well overwhelmed. And so put yourself in the shoes of your customers. Tonight, get a whiteboard, get a notepad, get a journal, sit down and just spend some time with a friend. If you've got colleagues at work, just start thinking, you know, about your content. Start thinking about your customers. What do they want? What do they want? What do they think like? What motivates them? What language do they use? What is it that's going to get their attention? Is it the stuff that I know, or is it the stuff that they want to know? What don't people know? How are you going to highlight to me by capturing my attention about something? Let's talk about people, five tips to lose weight, right? Let's go to a different level, right? What if we're going to say five strategies to lose 5 pounds, right? And then you start talking about removing intolerant foods, increasing X, Y, Z. Tips to lose fat, generalized. Now you're talking to people that want to lose 5 pounds. It's a lot more specific to me. And then you might put in the post that one of the things that you did when you lost weight was you looked at doing this, and this was the outcome that you had. You're making me relatable, similar. People can now feel a connection. Now, if you've written a post, it's just educational. If you go in the gym and speak to somebody and they want, let's say, a free session, and you're going to take them around a gym for a consultation, you go, right, I'm going to talk to you about execution. I'm going to talk to you about effort and intensity. That person, if you stopped and actually spoke to them and said, what I've gone through in this free half an hour with you, was it relevant to what you're actually struggling with? No. That's probably why you lose people. If you have a phone call to book an online client and you try and wow them with what you know, and they don't sign up with you, you haven't put yourself in their shoes. That's why we need to ask people, do they have family? Do they have, you know, where do they live? What do they do? What do they love? What's their knowledge? What's their experience in training? And then you have to make everything that you do specific and relatable to them. You know, what do you want? And you're not a bad coach if you talk at the basics. You know, but then if you speak to somebody that says, look, you know, I've been really struggling to build my shoulders and my chest. I'm lean. I've got tissues, you know, I'm in a great place. I want to just add to my shoulders. Now we can start talking about mechanics. Now we can start talking about the real intricate levels of way we can manipulate exercises and programming. But until then, put yourself in the shoes of your customers. Most of you listening to this, you know, most of you are putting out content on social media, writing blogs, speaking to people on a day-to-day basis at a level which you think that you need to wow them. But if you keep going back through this list, you know, what is it that inspires and motivates people? How do they think? What language do they use? And if I look through your social media page, if you message me and say, look at my page, and it is content that's literally confusing the hell out of me, it will confuse the hell out of your audience. If you go down it and it goes, do you know what? I know who you're speaking to. It's relatable. You're like me. You're making me like me. You're teaching me stuff that I don't know, but you're clearly making it aware to me of who you're trying to speak to in a language that makes me feel like the posts, the way they're written, it's like, do you struggle with overwhelm? I've felt like this before. Have you ever felt like that? You're asking questions. You're getting inside people's heads. This is the way you build connection. This is the way when you talk to people in the gym, you're always trying to find out inside people's heads, where are their struggles? What are they dealing with? And when you get in somebody's head and then you can pull out what it is that they're really, really having an issue with, it's at that point where you've got the golden nuggets where you then go in at their language and say, look, this is what you need. This is what you didn't know. This is what would happen if you did this. And here's two or three things that you can start and get on with right away. They come back and they go, do you know what? Everybody normally overcomplicates it. If you've given me the fundamentals, I want to do some work with you. And that happens online. That happens face-to-face. And that's how you build better connections with people. So here's the thing with today's episode. Put yourself in the shoes of your potential customers. Don't start creating content again for 24 hours. Go down on a piece of paper and put weight loss, 56-year-old females. Weight loss, in general, 40 to 60-year-old people. 19 to 25-year-olds trying to lose body fat. Think about what you were like when you were 19 to 25. Think about the 40 to 50-year-old clients who are busy city executives. How do they speak? How are you going to get their attention? What language do they use? What motivates them? What do they think about? What do they need? What do they struggle with? Because then when you start doing that, every time you create content, every time you have conversations with people, it's then that you're going to build connection with people. And it's then you're going to be able to guide people closer to investing in your coaching services. Guys, I really hope today's been of value to you. Please, as always, if you have any questions, please send me a DM on my Instagram. I reply to everybody on there. I love talking to you guys. I love getting to know you guys. I want to help you more and more and more. If you've ever got any subjects that you want to talk about on the podcast, please let me know. Please, as always, share the podcast and let as many coaches as possible know that this exists. Let's help more people. Let's get the community growing. And I look forward to meeting you and speaking to you on Instagram if you've never introduced yourself before. Guys, I hope you found today helpful. And remember, put yourself always in the shoes of your customers. Have a great day.